Michael asleep?
Finally. Tried everything. I read to him, I rocked him. He kept looking at me like, is that all you got? Is that it? Yeah.
The Blue Jays and the Yankees meet tonight.
Oh, ESPN. Nothing quite like it. Nothing even comes close. Well, ESPN too.
You know, Rick, could you at least look at me before you settle in for 3 hours of television?
I looked at you when I came in. Hey.
Ha, ha, ha.
What's going on?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, no. Come on. Come on, I can't believe this.
Look, try pressing the on-off button and tapping the cable box with the remote. Now hit the back of the set. Now rub the sides with your hands. A little harder. Getting excited, huh?
Oh, you're funny. Oh, you're very funny. Yeah, you're funny. You're jealous. That's what you are. Come on, what's going on? I hate this cable company.
Oh, come on, Ray. It's just television. It's not the end of the world.
Your TV's out, too. Sweet mother of God.
Ray, you're just gonna sit here and wait for the cable to come back on?
Well, how long can it be out for? I mean, this is crazy.
We've been 2 minutes.
Yeah. If your finger was stuck in a car door, would you say it's only been 2 minutes? No.
What?
I like TV.
Look, why don't we just sit and talk,
Why? What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. When is the last time that you and I just sat here and talked?
The last time that something was wrong.
All right, just forget it.
Look, Deborah, you know, I work all day. When I come home, I want to relax.
And talking to me isn't relaxing, huh?
Okay, we'll talk.
Good. So go ahead.
No.
What?
No. That's what you always do. You always say, hey, let's talk, and then you throw it to me. No, you say let's talk, then you should have topics ready. I'm not good when I'm just expected to talk.
Expected to talk?
Yeah. I'm good with regular talk, you know, like, these pants are itchy. Hey, get down from there. Those things. I'm just with this.
So talking to me is what you have the problem with.
No, I love talking to you. Come on, I'd rather talk to you than do anything. Hey, you know what we could do?
Well, no.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
I think so.
No.
Why?
Because it's...
It's what? It's a man and a woman just showing their love for one another. Maybe even showing it downstairs this time.
Ray, I'm not having sex with you just because the cable's out.
That's not just why. I meant to tell you I wanted to when I came in. Remember? Come on, you remember when I looked at you.
All right. I'll tell you what. When the cable comes back on, I will be happy to show my love for you.
All right. You, when that cable comes back on, you got a deal.
All right.
But I'll be thinking of you. Michael's still up?
Yep. He's gonna be a mess tomorrow.
Yeah, well, what does he have tomorrow? Let's see, I got a crayon up my nose at 11. And at 1:30, Jeffrey and I gotta run around the house naked yelling, ladle, ladle, ladle.
You got TV yet?
No. You?
I can't stand it. Without cable, I got nothing to live for over there.
He's driving me crazy. It's like someone went into the ape cage and took out the tire swing. Why can't we just talk to each other?
That's exactly what I've been saying.
We haven't had a conversation in 35 years.
I didn't want to interrupt.
Hey, you call the cable company?
Didn't you? You look up the number. I'll get the phone ready.
Get the phone ready?
Give me.
Yeah. Come on. Look, if it's busy, dial 911.
Hello. Yeah, hi. Our cable's out. 320 Fowler. Really? Oh, God.
What?
They didn't know about it.
Deep breaths, Frank.
Okay, all right, thanks. Yeah. Hey, hurry.
Hey. Cable's out.
It's in the Bible. Next comes locusts.
I'll tell you, it's the cop's worst nightmare. Cable goes out. People get edgy. Thank God this isn't the summer. You take away a man's TV during the heat wave, well, you might as well pack up the canned goods and just head for the basement. So, who wants to rent a movie tonight?
Oh, yeah, that's not a bad idea. Yeah. It's not TV, but at least you got the TV going.
There you go.
You know what I wouldn't mind seeing again? Beaches.
I would mind that. I would mind that very much.
Well, forget about the movie. Let's do something else. Ooh, let's play a game.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'd be up for that.
Yeah? Yeah, that's a very good idea, Marie. I mean, it's about time we did something together as a family for once.
Come on, Debbie, you really want to play like a board game?
I don't like games. Follow the rules, pay attention, wait your turn. It's just like work dressed up like play.
Come on, Ray, I really want to do this.
Oh, you know what? We could just sit and talk.
Let's play a game.
Okay, what does everybody want to play?
Well, how about scruples?
No, we don't have that one, Robert.
I gave it to you for Christmas 2 years ago.
Oh, yes, scruples. Here it is. Remember this, Ray?
Yeah, the one in the box.
Yeah. Yeah, let's play this. We love this.
The shrink wrap is still on it. Oh, gee, thanks, Robert. Thanks for the gift. You have such great taste. You can't even think of the street back to play one of their games over and over.
Come on, Robert.
No. I'm fine. Let's just play, shall we? Okay. Give each player 5 red cards.
What are you doing?
I'm reading the rules.
Just play!
Give each player 5 red cards. Each red card has a moral question on it. For example, you are hungry and broke. Do you steal food?
Your family wants to play a game. Do you set yourself on fire to get out of it?
Give each player a blue card with a yes or no answer.
Okay, let me do that because I'm good at cards.
Okay, take all turns right. Posing a question to another player. If another player's answer matches your answer card, then you get to discard that question. The object of the game is to discard all of your dad. Will you stop?
We just start the game. Let's play. That's all.
No, but there's more rules.
You know what? We'll just learn as we play, Robert, okay?
All right.
Okay. All right. Marie, my question's for you.
Great. Okay. See? This is fun.
Yeah. All right. You were a famous movie star in the 1950s.
Woo.
But now you are strapped for cash. Mm-hmm. You were invited to endorse a diaper for bladder control on TV. Do you?
Why do you ask me that question? You think I have that problem?
What? No. I just...
You think I'm old?
No.
I need a match and a cup of gasoline.
I'm not answering you, Deborah.
Well, Ma, come on, you're the one who wanted to play this game.
This isn't play, this is a personal attack.
It's a question, Marie.
A question about my old bladder.
I tell you what she'd do, not only would she take the money, she'd model the damn thing.
Oh, I certainly would not. Yeah.
You know, I'd endorse the product if I used them myself.
All right, could we ask another question? Because I got to knock the last couple of images out of my head.
Listen, if you used them, you'd admit to it?
It's the right thing to do.
Ooh, all of a sudden you have scruples.
I got scruples, Marie. I got scruples the size of basketballs.
Oh. What answer card did you have, Deborah?
Well, I had a yes card, so I guess I lose.
That's right, you lose. You have to get another card. That's what you get.
Oh, Ray, look, he's up again. Could you go check on him?
Yeah. I'll go.
No, Dad, I want to go.
I'm going.
Okay, it's my turn. Oh, this question. Here's questions for Raymond. Someone has taken your umbrella out of the cloakroom. It's a rainy day, and there's another one sitting there. Do you take it?
No, 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 I would not take someone's umbrella. No.
I wish to challenge you.
Challenge?
Yeah, that's right, challenge. It's right here in the rules. Oh, that's right. You didn't want to hear the rules. Challenge. I get 20 seconds to convince everybody that you're not telling the truth, and then you get 20 seconds to lie some more, and then we vote.
Why would I lie?
Why would you lie? I recall a rainy day. 1967. I was on my way to school, and Mom yelled, "Robbie, don't forget your rubber boots." But those boots were nowhere to be found. You know why, Raymond?
I didn't touch your boots.
When I showed up to school, the kids called me Sasquatch. Because of your thievery, I was humiliated, victimized. I vowed that from that day forward, I would do whatever I had to fight crime. And so today, I am a police officer. Okay? Now you have 20 seconds. Go!
I did not take your rubber boots, Robert. That's it. That's all. I'm done, Robert.
Time? Shall we vote? Everyone who agrees with me that Raymond the Boot Thief would take someone's umbrella, please raise your hand. Mom? Mom?
No, I can't vote against one of my sons.
Okay, taking Raymond's side, that's typical.
What are you doing?
Thank you, Deborah.
What is this?
What? Come on, Ray, you didn't make much of an argument.
Why would I lie about taking his galoshes?
Well, you lied about how much you love talking to me.
Well, I'm not crazy about it right now, either.
I think Frank needs some help.
That kid's got an attitude problem.
What did you do, Frank?
Well, nothing. I just did a little peekaboo with him. Peekaboo! Oh.
I remember that.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Don't do that.
All right. What's happening with the game?
Oh, we caught Ray lying.
Oh, I didn't lie.
Remember when he took my boots?
Yeah, that's right. The cheaters never prosper. Hey, this ain't such a bad game after all.
So now you're glad we played?
Yes, because not only does this game teach moral values, it brings families together. That's what's happening here. And what can be more important than that?
Hey, we got something.
Get out of the way.
We got something.
Holy crap. Come on, baby. Hey, come on.
Barnaby Jones. Barnaby
Come on.
Jones.
Follow the light. Come on. All right. Whose friggin' turn is it? You cable people stink. And I'll tell you something else. However long the cable is out, I'm gonna take twice that much off my bill. You lousy crooks. That was the first nice lady I've spoken to up there.
I think Michael's finally asleep. Whose turn is it? Come on.
It's mine. All right. This question is for Ray.
Sure it is.
Your elderly mother lives all by herself and asks if she can move in with you. Do you agree?
What?
Your elderly mother lives all by herself and asks if she can move in with you. Do you agree?
Wait a minute. Let me see that card.
No, Frank, stop. Come on. Oh, Robbie, stop it. Robbie, don't. No, Ray, come on. No.
A co-worker has bad breath. Do you tell her?
Marie.
You made up a question?
No, now we know where Raymond gets his dishonesty.
Am I the only one with principles?
Just answer the question. Would you take me in?
I'm not answering that question. It's an unofficial question, Ma.
I'm all alone. Where do I go?
Wait a minute. What happened to me?
You passed away.
What? I died? How did I die?
We'll see. The man always dies first. That's just a fact. So, do you take me in?
You know, Marie, I don't think this is really the time, right, Ray?
What about me?
What about you, dear?
Well, why can't you live with me when Dad dies?
Excuse me, I'm still here. I'm still in the room.
This is hypothetical, Robbie. For this question, let's just say I only have one son.
Well, what else is new?
So, what would you do?
All right, Ma, you can come in with us, okay? Can you stop this now?
Yeah, that's the answer I wanted to hear. Thanks, dear. Okay, let's go on with the game.
Maybe it's not that I die. Maybe I just sort of took off and bought a boat, and now I'm sailing with your bridge partner, Harriet Lickman.
What?
Ah, the sea air is so invigorating. Ah, Harriet.
Ray, how can you tell your mother that she could move in here with us?
Well, just so we could keep playing the game, that's all. This great game.
She's gonna take it seriously. How could you just make such a decision by yourself?
There was no decision there. I was answering a question.
I know you don't like talking to me, Ray, but I thought that at least we would discuss it when this situation came up.
So you're not crazy about her moving in, okay?
I'm not talking to you.
But a love of Mike, I was just kidding.
Oh, there's a reason you included Harriet Lickman in your sick fantasy.
Yes, to get you mad.
Oh, well, I may be moving in sooner than I planned.
Oh, so wait again.
Hey, Deborah, you mind if I go upstairs and try to calm him down?
Yeah, sure, Robert.
Thanks. So, a lot of tension down here.
All right, let's get this over with. Deborah, while your mate is off snorkeling, you're relaxing in the resort hot tub. A sexy stranger starts playing footsie with you. Do you withdraw your foot?
Yes, of course.
What the hell was that?
What?
What was that pause before you answered?
I didn't pause. Yes,
you did. Yeah, you went like this. You went, ooh, well, what was that?
Ray, if I paused, it was just to picture you snorkeling.
Oh, you know, you're so obvious. You're just mad at me because of the other thing.
What other thing?
Nothing.
You moving in.
is that why Deborah followed you in the kitchen to yell at you?
No.
Talk about pauses.
Ray.
All right, I'll take a lighter and a can of hairspray.
Yeah, but what did you say to him in there?
It was Ray. Ray's the one that said it.
All right, I'm not saying anything anymore, okay? That's all. No more questions.
Well, when your mother showed up...
Hey, you had a problem with my mother?
A horrible woman.
That woman was a saint.
You let her move in without even discussing it with me.
Inchworm. Inchworm. Measuring. The marigolds, you and your arithmetic, you'll certainly go far. Inchworm, inchworm, measuring the marigolds. Seems to me you'd stop and see how beautiful they are.
You know who used to sing you to sleep with that song? my mother.
Oh, horrible woman.
Oh, come on. What are you still
on? She was a saint.
I didn't like her, but I still took her in. Not like some people.
Jeffrey, I like you. Damn it, I like you.
Please, huh? Can't we play quietly? We just put the kid to bed.
I don't want to play with this group. I've seen too much here tonight.
What are you talking about?
You lied. You made up questions. The game is called Scruples, Marie. Scruples.
You Raymond Barone?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm from Lindbergh Cable.
Oh, finally. Oh, God, this is great.
No, it's not great for you. You got an illegal cable splitter on your roof.
I do?
You didn't know nothing about it, right? Oh, and it's a real cheap one. That's why your cable service went out.
Ray, I'm surprised at you.
What did you do, Ray?
Well, I didn't do anything. I don't even know what a splitter is.
It splits your signal and it sends it somewhere else. And in this case, right across the street to that house.
Where are you going?
I was just going to get some cocoa.
You've been stealing cable?
You're stealing cable from your own son?
Sharing.
Hey, look. You seem like you're a real nice family. I'm sure you're going to work this all out. But right now, you're looking at a $2,500 fine. Have a good evening.
Hey. Wait a minute, pal. It was an honest mistake. Maybe I can make it right. Don't look at me like that. You cannot judge me until you've walked in my shoes.
That brings up an interesting point, Ed. What size shoes would those be? About a 12, right?
So what?
Robert, when you were 11, what size galoshes did you wear?
12.
No more games!
Don't worry. When I move in here, we'll play games all the time.
Okay, Ray, now that the cable's back on, I'm going to go upstairs and go to sleep.
All right.
Unless you want to collect on our deal.
Commercial!